Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, like the little train that could, we're almost at the top of the hill in the lockbox challenge. $343,201 we have till Monday morning at 6 a.m. to get to that $400,000 mark.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, and I'm glad it's close, you think, but I'm not so sure. Listen, $60,000 is a lot of money, and it's going to mean that while we have done amazing things, and we thank everybody who's done something in the lockbox, $60,000 is a lot of money. Now, during the drive, we get about $100,000 a day. But now, this is very difficult. It's $60,000. I heard from a friend yesterday who actually put $1,000 into the pot and said, I really want to help. Well, each person does what they can, whether it's $5 or $1,000 or whatever you can do. You really have to understand that this isn't going to do itself. You can't let the other guy vote for you, and you can't let the other guy put something into the box. And when I say guy, most of the contributors that are doing this, or a good deal of them, are women. And I love that. And in this year of Donald Trumpism, when women have been, you know, basically spat upon, this is a very important point about this radio station.
Let's talk about this election a little bit, Alan. We see a couple of headlines side by side. Some in GOP who deserted Donald Trump over lewd tape are returning, with two women say Donald Trump touched them inappropriately.
I read the stories in the Times. They were extraordinary. You know, the allegation is got on a plane, sat next to a person, put the armrest up, and then did things which may be acceptable in porn pictures, but are certainly not acceptable in polite society. This is ridiculous. You know, fondling and things that we don't want to talk about on the radio. If they are true, and Trump, of course, in character, has threatened to sue the Times and called the woman who was interviewing him on the phone, the Times was disgusting. This is a typical Trump. He's bluster. He says he's going to sue. We'll see whether he sues. Most people don't want to get on a stand when they're wrong. So anyway, this is the way that it's been going. Trump says he's been unshackled, that he could say anything he wants now. There's a story in the Times this morning that some of the people who disavowed him now, because these are congresspeople, Republican congresspeople, between a rock and a hard place, are coming back to supporting him. They're caught in what we used to call saluji, where you threw the ball over the guy's head and he would go either to the left or the right in frantic motion. But as people got closer and closer, he was in trouble.
Now we turn to the editorial page, where Donald Trump's warning of a stolen election sounds like an invitation to harass and intimidate minority voters.
Well, it won't be the first time. We certainly have seen a history of that in the South, particularly some of the red states. And, you know, every time it gets clear that we could have more people participating in elections, either by going online or mail or any other way or early voting, the Republicans are always against that. I wonder why. Because when you expand the franchise, you get more people voting. We do know that the people who are on the disadvantaged side of the socioeconomic status line are most likely not to vote. And if you make it possible for them to vote by expanding hours, by doing other things, they're going to vote. And the Republicans see this as hurting their chances. There's no question about it. We don't see any real evidence of voting fraud in this country, but they're always yelling voting fraud.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in WikiLeaks emails show him venting at and appealing to the Clinton campaign. We've known some of this.
Yeah, you know, de Blasio has seen himself as a Bernie Sanders type of to the left person in New York City. He's popular among certain groups for that. He's doing what anybody would do. He's trying to put pressure on Clinton to move over to the left. So is Bernie Sanders. Look, there have been damning things about various politicians in the WikiLeaks. I don't see this as particularly harmful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Everyone now to the lockbox at WAMC.org.
Yeah, David, you know, we forgot to tell everybody the one crucial piece of information. It's WAMC.org. Go there right now, and you can put it in any time, night or day. But if you want to wait till 9 o'clock, then you could call 1-800-323-9262, extension 0.
Thank you.